Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Tone, and you're listening to Gospel Jazzations with my boy Tony Smith, WFDU 89.1. Keep it locked.
Morning, right here on Gospel Jazzation,
WFDU 89.1 FM,
and you know how we do,
you know how we do,
at 4:02 in the morning,
just before 4 o'clock our song,
it's gonna be the new song,
I don't care what song, long as I can flow at 4 o'clock in the morning,
do what you do.
That Aunt Queen calling in with the revelatory hour. Anointed woman of God from Atlanta, GA. She about to do a camp meeting. Wanna call it a tag team. Sister Sunshine is gonna join in.
On the ones and the twos.
Kevin Moore from the West Coast.
West Coast.
He gonna be on the ones and twos, too?
The twos and the ones. Or the threes
and the ones, or the threes and the fours.
Threes and the fours.
Or at the rest period.
4:03 in the AM, y'all. It is Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM. My name is Tony Smith, along with my co-host JP.
Right here, right here.
Don Corey's out for the morning.
Well, he had to be out because this station is just this show is just anointed this morning.
Yeah.
And a lot of confirming.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of confirming things.
Yes,
even with me personally and other callers. The phone's been off the hook since we've been on the air.
It's been lighting up tonight.
It's been
y'all.
Lighting up, and people just been bringing confirmation of certain things that they're going through.
Yes, sir.
That we've just pretty much put the stamp on it, what God has anointed us to just confirm some things that certain people are going through. And summer months is coming.
That's right.
So, you know, you do all your cleaning now.
That's right.
So you can sit back and relax and watch God work.
Because it's a new season.
It's a new season. It's a new day.
It's a new day.
Fresh anointing. It's coming your way. It's a season of power.
Power.
And prosperity. To free your mind, body, and soul.
And everything else in between.
Wow.
Nice.
But this phone has been ringing off the hook.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And we appreciate everybody that's been calling up here at WFDU 89.1.
Thank you.
FM at Gospel Jazzations with your host that has nothing but the most, Tony Smith.
Thank you, boy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me give myself a own pause.
Yeah, that's right. Encourage yourself.
I encourage myself. I'll pat myself on the back.
And see, Wes Morgan, this is all your fault.
Yeah, man.
You started it. We ain't mad.
It's all good, brother. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate you. And as I said before, his testimony's been touching a lot of people tonight, man. It really has been a blessing. And y'all need to just check this brother out, WesMorgan.com. Pick up the CD, listen to his testimony. His testimony is there online as well. You can do a search on YouTube, all right? And he did an interview in a 700 Club, and you'll just see what this brother's been through, man. I mean, he came from the bottom. And you know, he grew up very well, you know, in a great environment.
Two parents that were preachers.
Preachers. A beautiful home, the whole nine yards.
Good preachers.
Good preachers. I mean, no problem. But, you know, the devil got them, too. The devil can get out good people. And not just getting the bad folks, he's getting the good ones.
That's right.
And this brother, 15 years. I still am blown away by that. 15 years.
Under the monster.
Wow. Wow. Look at God now,
man. And from a church environment. So don't tell me what God cannot do.
That's right, y'all.
Just because you go to church don't mean it's all good.
See. We're going to get started already. It's 4 o'clock, JP.
See, I feel it. I feel a pull on me.
Okay.
Y'all don't understand, but I'm going to let it go.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Wes, we're going to blame you on this one, brother. We'll let you slide this time, brother.
Yeah, we're going to let you slide. But it's amazing to just hear people's testimony,
yes,
to know where they've come from. Because mm-hmm. you think from looking from an out from the outside, looking in, you think it's all gravy.
That's right.
You don't know what people are going through where you think they're in their comfort zone.
Right, right, right. And that's what was Brother Moody's statement when he called in just a few minutes ago as well, man. He said that interview really blessed him. And usually he's not up at that time. He usually catches in the very beginning, then he dozes off. But he was able to hear the whole interview. So
see how everybody stayed up?
See, man? That's it, brother.
Everybody stayed up.
We're here for a purpose, JP.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't care what time of the night it's going to be, but we're here for a purpose.
That's why I continue to come.
There you go. Thank you so much, brother. And people can tune you in next Monday night, Tuesday morning. You're filling in for Sister Liz Black for Gospel
I'm going to be
right?
funny.
All right. Now, y'all, check him out. All right. 201-692-2012 is the number, 407. We'll be here till 6 o'clock in the morning. This song blesses a lot of people, man. And, of course, Brother Moody calls us in all the time. Never would have made it. Never could have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never would have made it either. All right. How's it go, JP?
How's it go?
Come on, man. All right. We're gonna leave it right there. We're gonna leave it right there. Yeah. Let that bad boy marinate for you a little bit. Check it out. Here it is.
Never made it.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never would have made it. Never could have made it. I would have lost it all. Oh, but now I see how you were there for me. I never
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it.
Never could have made it
to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind, searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray, praying, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stopped worrying,
as soon as I stopped worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
when I let go,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
When I stopped looking at back then,
when I let go,
let God have his way.
There's so much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I had to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in your hands that everything will be alright.
As soon as I stop worrying how the story ends,
I let go. Let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, oh, let go, and let God, he's the only one with the answers, just let God.
Worrying how the story ends.
have your way, Father. Rearrange everything wrong, make it right. I want to be pleasing in your sight. Oh, but I need your peace to make it through each day. I need your power. Of your spirit, let them drip on my soul. Don't stop giving your love, Lord. I know I need it flowing on my soul. This is my prayer. This is my prayer.
Oh, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know that it was said by God. Oh, 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 Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you, how I prove you more and more. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, my precious Jesus, I thank you for the grace to trust you more. Oh, 'tis so sweet to trust in Daddy, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise. Oh my, just to know that it was said by God. Oh, so Daddy, Daddy, how I trust you, how I prove you more and more. Yeah, yeah. Daddy, Daddy, oh Daddy, my precious Daddy, I thank you for the grace to trust you more. Yeah, 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 yeah. I thank you for the grace to trust you more.
WFDU 89.1 FM. It's Gospel Jazzations, 428 in the AM. Hope you enjoyed that praise and worship segment right about there. Want to thank Brother Kevin Morris for suggesting that last cut. That was Shay Norman. The song entitled "Tis So Sweet." Tis So Sweet right here on Gospel Jazzations. Thanks, Kev, our West Coast correspondent. Right before that, Bethany Divine gave you the song "This Is My Prayer." Log on to BethanyDivine.com for more information. Brother Oscar Gilchrist spoke to Bethany. She said, man, just go back onto the website. You should be able to order those CDs from her. She was able to get CDs out to a few other orders. So go back up there and try that bad boy again. All right, brother. Then we had Dwayne Woods, Let Go, Let God. And, of course, Marvin Sapp.
Never would have made it. The Key of C.
Key of C. That's right. There you go, brother.
Never would have made it.
Well, what? I think I'm going to put that bad boy on my next project.
Never would have made it without you.
Go ahead, JP.
I would have lost it all. But now I see you were there for me. Now I'm stronger much wiser. I'm better.
Go ahead, boy.
So much better. When I look back, whoa, Lord has brought me through. I can truly say. I don't know what the rest is. But I never could have made it.
Oh, man, you on point tonight, JB.
Nah, the Lord is on point.
All right now. All right. 4:29 in the a.m.
Sunshine. Thank you, girl.
She gave you the word, brother.
What?
She speaks life into you, bro.
I'm slayed on the floor right now. I need the nurses.
Need the nurses in the white hats.
With the smelling salt. Salts. Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So good.
It's a good show. Good show this morning, y'all. Kicked it off with Brother Wes Morgan.
Yes.
Coming
yes.
on, bringing us the word. And then on Gwen.
Ah.
Kevin Moore. Mm. Sister Sunshine. Hey, it's a wrap today, boy.
Man, they just put the frillers on the cake.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Brother Wes bought the cake. Aunt Gwen came and frosted. Sunshine and Kevin and Nicole came and decorated it.
And put it in the box and what? Tied it up real quick. Nice and tight.
Well. And Jesus is serving it.
Thank y'all so much. Really appreciate it. This show will be back up online later this week. I'm going to try and get it crack-a-lackin' later today. I got about 3 or 4 shows. I'm kind of backlogged right now.
That need to be the first one.
All right. I'll work on putting that one up first. All right. Today's show will be up real first. Look at that up quick. So Live, brother.
What album's that?
Oh, I tell you, now I have to cut you.
You know what? Then cut me.
No, man. It's on the next project. Track 8.
You know what happens? When I get to my workout, uh-huh. I don't never get to track 8.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty much done after that.
Ah.
Because I put on something to run on the treadmill.
Uh-huh.
And when I get to the weights, I play from track 1.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty much stop at 7.
Oh, okay, okay. Next time, start at 8 this time. Work your way.
We starting at 8 this morning.
On this morning.
Yeah, I didn't work out today.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Yes, I did. Lifting those 80-pound bags of cement.
Cement.
And it was about 24 bags.
All right, man. All right, I'm going to run this interview for you. I recorded this last evening about 5:30. I called Sister Melanie Hill. Log on to melaniehill.com. Actually, melanieviolin.com. And her MySpace site is Melanie R. Hill. For more information, but she's a fantastic violinist, man. I'm serious. This girl has skills, and she's majoring in English, and her second is Spanish, but she speaks fluent Spanish very well. And I'm telling you, this voice is for real. This is a real voice, man. I'm telling you, but she's all good. She's a wonderful girl. She has a great spirit about her. She attends University of Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
she
yeah.
She was on Bobby Jones Gospel a few years ago on BET, and that's how I basically came upon her, and I hit her up on her website and
actually,
I invited her to come on the
program. Actually, we interviewed her a couple of months ago.
Actually, it was about 2 years ago she was on the show. About 2 years, Melanie came on. But she's on back right now, and couldn't get her on live because she's in school. But she was on Showtime at the Apollo this past Saturday, and it'll be re-airing again this coming Saturday. And she has about 3 more appearances, and she'll tell you all about that in this upcoming pre-taped interview. But check it out. It's about 18 minutes long, and we're going to follow that up with music from her brand new CD. All right. This is Melanie Hill. Log on to the website, melanieviolin.com, for more information. All right. So listen to this, and we'll be right back with you. It is Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1. Oh, yeah.
FM. FM.
And you know how we do.
FM.
On WFDU
89.1. FM.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. FM.
2012-2012
FM.
WFDU.
Did you get the number? 201-692-2012.
Hey, Kev, you like this, brother? Go ahead, JD.
Woo-wee! Hey! 89.1
FM.
It's 89.1
WFDU.
89.1 FM.
I'm gonna stay in my lane, y'all.
Oh!
Go ahead, boy.
Oh, yeah. I never heard this before. I flow like this right now.
Freestyle, brother.
It's the spirit up in me, and I don't know how. We need to go to some more music for your listening pleasure. I done sung long enough, and I'm out on WFDU 89.1 FM.
Make you
can't
pull up.
Make this up.
Gonna make me pull up my saxophone, brother.
Pull it out, brother. Blow like this right now. Play the melodic songs and the melodic notes on your saxophone. Pull out the secret weapon. The little ammunition box.
Oh, man.
Man, listen.
Oh, you are on fire tonight.
Man, listen. I'm on something else, y'all.
I hear you. All right.
I got another song coming.
Okay.
Going down to Philly Thursday.
Ouch.
Not Friday.
Well, on Thursday, not Friday, Thursday. But on Thursday. All right. Okay. We'll hear all about it next week. All right, man.
You sure will.
All right. Here's this interview I pre-taped with Melanie Hill right here on Gospel Jazzation. We'll be right back with y'all. Check it out. WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazzation. My name is Tony Smith. Got a special guest on the line coming to you all the way from the University of Virginia. What's going on, Melanie? Melanie Hill in the house.
Yes, oh, Tony, how are you?
Always a pleasure, Melanie. Always good to hear you, girl.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Absolutely. You know how I do. Come on. And what's been going on with you? I see you have a new project out and the whole nine yards, and you're also doing some appearances coming up on TV. I know I missed last week's, but you're going to be at the Showtime at the Apollo. Girl, what's going on with that?
Yes, well, actually, the previous episode aired last Saturday, and then the next episode will air this Saturday as well, and then I have another episode airing April 26th, and then the final episode airs May 24th. Mm-hmm. So a lot has been going on, and I just, you know, appreciate the Lord so much for His faithfulness and all that, you know, He is doing within my life and within the ministry that He's given me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot is going on in terms of, you know, my academics as well. I'll be graduating in May. So,
yeah.
Yes. Woo-hoo.
Need a round of applause for that.
Yes. So I'm really excited about, yes. Yes, that is great. You know, I'm really excited about that. And, you know, just embarking upon another chapter, you know, within my life.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, having my degree and then, you know, pursuing my music as well. And so this is a wonderful time and a wonderful period within my life where I'm just trying to take everything day by day.
Okay.
You know, especially when I graduate, I just want, you know, the Lord's perfect will to be implemented within my life, and I just want to take everything step by step, just allow Him to order my steps in the way that he wants me, or in the pathway that he wants me to walk within.
Nice, nice. Excellent, excellent. What are you taking up? What's your major?
Yes, well, my major is English, mm-hmm. and my minor is Spanish, so I'll be graduating with a BA, a Bachelor of Arts in English,
mm-hmm.
And my minor, of course, will be Spanish.
Which you got to teach me some Spanish, you know, my Spanish is horrible, Melanie.
And it's not that hard.
Oh, yes,
it's
it is.
Wonderful. I'm actually taking, you know, a class right now called The History of the Spanish Language, and it just shows you all of the nuances, how words were derived from Latin and how they evolved, you know, as time progressed to modern Spanish and contemporary Spanish, and it's just really intricate. You know, you have your vowels and you have all of these things that, you know, are attributed to old Latin, mm-hmm. and then, you know, evolving into, you know, from old Latin to Castellano, and then you have, you know, your contemporary modern Spanish, the way we speak Spanish now today.
Right.
So it's interesting.
Okay.
And also complex.
Yes, it is.
It's definitely not easy, you know, once you really know, you know, where the language comes from and the origin of certain words.
Right.
You know, but it's wonderful.
Okay. That sounds good. Sounds good. And, you know, I just want to thank God and thank you for making this contact, because I saw you on Bobby Jones. I think it was last year or the year before last. And
yeah,
I said, I got to contact this girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, well, wonderful. I mean, I tell you, I just appreciate the Lord for, you know, all of the people that, or all of the individuals that, you know, he's allowing me to meet, mm-hmm. within my life, and, you know, people who really are intrigued and you know, just wanting to help further my ministry, and so I just appreciate, you know, those people, and I appreciate you, Tony, very much.
Oh, no problem, Melanie. It's my pleasure, girl. My pleasure. Give people your website. Give people your website and your MySpace site so they know where to contact you at.
Oh yes, definitely. Well, my website is www.melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, violin, violin.com. And of course, those two words are together, so there are no hyphens or dashes. So it's www.melanieviolin.com.
Right.
And then my MySpace address or URL is www.myspace.com/MelanieRHill. Or forward slash Melanie R. Hill. And it's MelanieRHill.
Nice. Yes. Well, we hope to catch you this coming weekend on Showtime at the Apollo. And how did that all come about, Melanie? How were you able to get on that?
Well, actually, I auditioned.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, of course, there are certain levels, you know, that you have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the Lord just brought me, you know, to this point, and I just appreciate him so much, and I'm just really, really grateful for that kind of platform, you know, to express what the Lord has given me musically, and you know, just to disseminate his glory, and, you know, just to spread his glory and allow people to know that he is the Lord of my life.
Yeah.
And I just appreciate him for that opportunity, and it was a wonderful experience. It's because, you know, the Apollo Theater is so rich in history.
Yes, it is.
So historically rich, and just to be within that place and within that venue, you know, it's an honor. It is truly an honor, you know, to be there and you know, to audition and, you know, to go through the stages, mm-hmm. And just to meet, you know, just wonderful people.
Wonderful people, right.
Wonderful people. I mean, you know, people who love God, and
mm-hmm.
It was wonderful. It was just an amazing experience that I will never, ever forget, and,
nice.
You know, that I will always cherish within my heart, you know, because it was amazing.
Good.
Absolutely awesome.
And the audience received you very well?
Yes, they did.
That's
they
a tough
did.
Crowd, boy. I'm telling you, that's a tough crowd, right? Yeah.
Yes, I know. course they did, because it's really wonderful, because you know, this sort of competition gives you the ability to see, you know, how people will receive, you know, what you bring, or what kind of art you bring to the table.
Yeah, right.
And you know, just because, you know, people don't receive it doesn't mean that it's not art. You know, mm-hmm. it doesn't mean that it isn't, I guess, worthy, because it is, you know, because
right.
art is wonderful, music is art, poetry
Absolutely.
Is art, you know, you have all of these various art forms
mm-hmm.
That are beautiful, and even, you know, the art forms that are unique and maybe different to some people or to the eye, they're still beautiful. And so, you know, I think that, you know, this competition actually provides a unique way in judging,
right.
You know, a person's or an individual's perception of the art that they like or
mm-hmm.
the art that they enjoy. So, I, you know, it was an awesome experience. It is nerve-wracking, though. You know, you know, I mean, you do get nervous at times. You're like, the very first time I was there, I was at peace. I really, really was.
Yeah. You weren't like a deer caught in the headlights there, Mel?
No.
No.
No. Like, for the very first time, like back in January, I was really at peace, because, you know, it's really important in that kind of venue to not really concentrate on, and, you know, it's sometimes hard to get away from that, but
right.
it's really important, you know, not to so much concentrate on, you know, winning, but it's really important just to concentrate on what you are there for, your purpose, you know. And my purpose, I'm there for ministry, you
mm-hmm,
know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and, you know, not to say that you don't get, you know, distracted sometimes, and, you know, not to say that, because we're all human, but it's really important to keep that focus.
That's
and just
true.
Keep your mind focused on what you're really there and what you're really called to do.
Exactly.
You know, and so it was wonderful. It's definitely a tough crowd. And another thing is that, and I'm, you know, going on and on, but another thing is that, oh my, Tony, I actually forgot what I was going to say. Oh my, okay.
Well, it's all good, girl. But no, we definitely are happy for you in all your endeavors. And I know you were talking about how nerve-wracking that it would have been being up on stage in front of all of those people. But, you know, God always shows a light and calms us mm-hmm. down. And you're there for a reason to spread your ministry to whomever wants to listen to it or see
exactly.
you and what have you. So I know it's not a competitive thing for you, and that's
right,
not in your
exactly.
heart.
Exactly. And it really, because, you know, we all welcome,
mm-hmm.
you know, other individuals. And, you know, it was like the very first time I was there, it was just a wonderful atmosphere.
Nice.
I mean, you know, I've never met so many people, you know, who just really love the Lord. Well, not to say that I've never,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, just to be amongst people who really love God. And,
right.
It was just an amazing, just amicable atmosphere. You know, we were all cheering each other on.
Great.
And it was awesome.
Good. Did you use the band to back you up?
Yes, I did.
For the actual
show,
yeah.
I had the band to accompany me, you know, for the show.
Yeah.
So yes, and it was wonderful. Oh,
nice. You know, Ray Chu, the band leader, he's right here in the neck of the woods of T-Neck. He's like, you know, 2 minutes away from here.
Oh,
where he lives. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, that is awesome. I tell you, but I mean, it was. I mean, the band, like, they're just wonderfully skilled musicians.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, it's, you know, they bring musical energy to the table, and you know, they're just really amiable.
Yeah.
They make you feel welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
yeah.
So,
good people,
you know,
over there. Good people.
Yes, exactly.
Shout out to Ray Chu. Exactly. Ray Chu, shout out to you, boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. And Melanie, you have a new project out?
Yes, I do. It was released in December of 2007,
mm-hmm.
and it's entitled Melanie R. Hill, I Surrender All.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a special song to me. It was actually the song that I played on, you know, my remixed version
right.
of the hymn, the song, you know, that I played on the actual show. And, you know, it's based upon 1 Peter 5, chapter 5, verse 7, which says to cast all of your cares upon him because he cares for you. You know, to cast all of your cares upon the Lord, you know, any burden, any obstacle that you are facing, to just lay it before God and allow him to take care of it, because he can.
That's
he can
right.
take care of it more than we can. And his plans are so prosperous for our lives that he does not want us to be burdened with anything, with depression and or anything like that. He wants us to have the victory in every aspect and every area of our lives. And so, you know, in terms of me personally, I'm definitely learning, you know, just to surrender your all to the Lord, not just part of your being, but all of your being. Surrender your life because, you know, God has so many plans for us to fulfill in his will for our lives.
You better preach, girl.
That can lead other people to him, and that can lead other people to see the glory,
yeah.
To see his glory, you know, within our lives. And so that is why my second CD is entitled I Surrender All, because that is just a personal testament to uh-huh. my own life.
Oh, I'm so proud of you, Melanie, girl. Better go ahead and preach now. Wow, wonderful, wonderful. Well, we look forward to seeing you this coming weekend and weekends following for your appearance on Showtime at the Apollo. Y'all check your local listings for that, depending on where you are in this country or in this world, because you know we're streaming all the way live in this whole globe, Mel.
Yes. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Got
a nice, large listenership in Australia, so they're tuning in, all right?
Wonderful. Oh, and you can also, if individuals would like to purchase
uh-huh.
The second CD, it is available on cdbaby.com.
Okay.
And you can just, you know, do a quick search or just do a quick Google search, you know, and it'll come up, or, you know, go to cdbaby.com // CD / Melanie R. Hill 2. It's the number 2.
Number 2.
But,
gotcha.
Yes.
Cool. But we want everyone to go check you out on your website, which is MelanieViolin.com, or they can hit you up on your MySpace site, which is Melanie R. Hill, right?
Yes, that's all right. Correct.
All right, I got
MySpace.com / Melanie R. Hill.
Gotcha, girl. Y'all.
Oh, and also YouTube as well.
Are you on YouTube as well? Check
yes,
you out.
Different kind of venue, I suppose, you know, but definitely, you know, YouTube, if, you know, people are on YouTube,
yes.
You know, and just type my name in and you know, things will come up.
Okay, we definitely will check you out, and we're looking forward to seeing you on TV this weekend on Showtime at the Apollo.
Great.
Want to get some last words? You can do it in English or Spanish. Let people know. Show them your skills, girl. Throw some Spanish on them, some Espanol. Go ahead, girl.
Okay, all right. Well, I will say that tengan ustedes un día maravilloso en Jesús. Y tuve un tiempo bueno en al Teatro de Apollo en la ciudad de Nueva York. And so, definitely, que Dios te bendiga, and that's it.
I wish I could piggyback off that, but all I can say is see. All right.
And I hope all my verb conjugations were correct.
I'm sure they were, Mel.
Sometimes, you know, it's easy to, you know, slip up and
exactly.
you know, not conjugate a verb correctly.
Well, we thank you, Melanie. Thank you for taking time out to come on Gospel Jazzation. Once again, appreciate you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Definitely. And we're going to get into I Surrender All off your latest project, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, I want you to hold on for just a second, all right?
All right, wonderful.
Melanie Hill in the house once again right here on Gospel Jazzation. It's WFDU 89.1 FM. Don't forget, check her out, Melanie Hill. No, I'm sorry, Melanie Violin, right? .com.
Yes.
MelanieViolin.com, and her MySpace site is Melanie R. Hill. Check her out, y'all. And YouTube as well. She's on YouTube, man. Go ahead with yourself, girl. But it's Melanie Hill. A blessing to us right here on Gospel Jazzations. All right, Mel.
All right, wonderful.
All right, wonderful. Here is I Surrender All right here on Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM. All right, 4:59 in the a.m. That was my girl Melanie Hill on violin. MelanieViolin.com is the website. Trust me, that is her voice, y'all. That's her accent.
Make no mistakes about it.
She's from Virginia, man.
Indubitably.
She's an English major, but she cracks me up. She's a lot of fun. MelanieViolin.com, and check her out on MySpace, Melanie R. Hill. Melanie Rachel is a real, you know, middle name there. But that's my girl, Melanie Hill. Check her out on Showtime at the Apollo this coming weekend. Check your local listings for more information. All right, we're coming up to the top of the hour. JP is going to make his way on out of here, but we're going to do the 5 o'clock song, y'all.
You better believe it.
You better believe it. So stay tuned. We'll be right back, y'all.